Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Friday, September the 4th, 2009, and the title of this podcast is An Animal Icon Show. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I hope to bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. An Animal Icon Show. Beginners. On our recent trip to the zoo and aquarium at Defiance Point, my family and I saw a special show of wild animals. We sat in a packed, open-air theatre at about 3 in the afternoon and waited for the show to begin. Music played. It was the theme from Mission Impossible. I thought, why are they playing that music? What has it got to do with an animal show? Well, it was a good idea for the show. The two female presenters found a box with a large red button on it. They pushed it, and a recorded voice gave them a mission: to find the best way to enjoy the outdoors. Through the show, they acted as if they were camping, hiking, and rappelling, and they talked about other outdoor activities. With each activity, they came upon different animals and showed them to us. One was an aardvark. It walked onto the stage and surprised all of us. They are actually quite big. Its back was extremely round, and with its snout, it busily searched for food under rocks. It looked cute and cuddly. Everybody in the crowd said, "Ah," when it first appeared. When it had finished eating some food that had been deliberately placed for it, one of the ladies snapped her fingers and it obediently left. Other animals came onto the stage. They were also trained. Wait until you hear about a few of them. Grammar notes. Useful phrases. To have to do, sometimes using got. The film doesn't have anything to do with the original book. Their themes are quite different. To have to do. I disagree with you, sir. What you said has got nothing to do with my argument. To have to do. He shouldn't listen to our conversation. This matter has got nothing to do with him. To snap your fingers. It used to be tradition to snap your fingers to call the waiter. Now it is considered rude. Advanced. As the afternoon went on at the zoo, the show became more and more interesting. The list of different animals that made an appearance is long and quite varied. A tortoise from Madagascar was displayed. It moved slowly, of course, and looked cute and defenseless. Then came a fascinating fish cat. That's right, a fish cat, not a catfish. A fish cat is similar to a lynx. It is sleek, beautiful, and quite small. But this creature actually has webbed feet. Can you believe it? A cat with webbed feet, just like a duck. Unlike most cats, it swims and catches its food right in the water. As you can imagine, with an all-fish diet, its fur is very sleek. Then came the birds. There was an ostrich, a hawk, a toucan, a barn owl, and then a bald eagle. It was impressive how the ladies had managed to train these birds. Of course, they used food to make them obey, and it worked very well. The owl was white, cute, and fluffy, and its flight was completely silent. It flew over the audience and didn't make a sound. Last of all came the bald eagle. It was majestic, with a huge wingspan and an unpredictable look on its face. Iconic is the word, and a great way to end the show. It had been such an impressive show that we had forgotten how hot it was. We went off to get a drink, talking about all the animals and what we had learned. I'm so glad that I took lots of pictures. Grammar notes. Animal vocabulary. Snout. That woman has a nose and mouth that are just like the snout of a pig. Hoof, or hooves. Banging that coconut sounds like horses' hooves on a road. Beak. Be careful when you stroke your canary. Its beak is quite sharp. Webbed feet. The duck's webbed feet look quite like they are made out of rubber. Excuse me, I'll say that again. Webbed feet. The duck's webbed feet look like they are made out of rubber. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. Please let me know how you're doing with your English. Feel free to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. Until next week, have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.